Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2065. Muscle Confusion. Does changing workouts mean faster gains? Part 1 by Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host and narrator. Thanks so much for joining me once again. And today will be the start of one of our longer posts, which means I'll split the reading up between today and tomorrow's episodes. And this topic is something that's still debated. I don't want to steal Christian's thunder. So for now, let's get right to Part 1 as we optimize your life. Muscle Confusion. Does changing workouts mean faster gains? Part 1 by Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. Muscle confusion is based on the idea that muscle growth is best achieved by keeping your muscles guessing and constantly switching things up. Some workout routines recommend varying your exercises on a weekly basis, while others tell you to change things every day. By continually mixing things up, your body is forced to respond. The plateaus you get with regular training programs are avoided entirely, putting you on the path to rapid muscle growth. Or so the theory goes, anyway. Is it true that your muscles won't continue to grow unless you keep them confused? Is muscle confusion really the best way to build muscle? The history of muscle confusion. The term muscle confusion first became popular with programs like P90X, which promotes the idea that constantly changing your workouts will confuse your muscles and help you avoid plateaus. However, the notion that more variety equals more results has been around for a lot longer than P90X. The first time I came across the idea was back in the 1980s, where muscle confusion was one of Joe Weider's infamous Weider training principles. Here's how the muscle confusion training principle was described back in the 1988 edition of Joe Weider's Bodybuilding System. Quote, "Part of constant growth is never allowing your body to fully adapt to one specific training routine. Muscles should never accommodate. To grow, they need stress. If you constantly vary exercises, sets, reps, and angle of pull upon your muscles, they can never accommodate and adjust to the stress upon them. One of my strong beliefs is, to keep your muscles growing and changing, you must confuse them." End quote. Can muscle confusion trick your muscles into growing? Although muscle confusion has been talked about for decades, it's only in recent years that researchers have put the idea to the test. They rounded up a group of men, all of whom had been lifting weights for at least 2 years, and assigned them to one of two groups. Both groups lifted weights 4 times a week, following an upper-lower split routine. They also did the same number of sets for each muscle group, with each set taken to volitional failure in the 6 to 12 rep range. The key difference between the two groups was that the fixed exercise group performed the same exercises in the same order. Group 2, on the other hand, used a special iPhone app that made a random selection from a database of 80 possible exercises. The randomization algorithm was written to select 3 pulling, meaning pull-up, lat pull-down, and pullover exercises, and 3 pushing exercises, like bench press, standing military press, and dumbbell flies for the upper body, with no exercise repeated within the same workout. For the lower body, the algorithm chose 3 exercises with greater participation of the anterior chain, meaning exercises like squats, leg extensions, and leg presses, and 3 for the posterior chain, things like deadlifts, hip thrusts, and leg curls. The result? After 8 weeks, there was no statistically significant difference in muscle growth between the two groups. Randomly switching exercises from workout to workout delivered no additional gains in size or strength. In fact, when you dig deeper into the results, it was the fixed exercise group that saw the biggest gains. Rectus femoris, one of the four muscles that make up the quadriceps, grew more than 3 times faster in the fixed exercise group. Gains in 2 of the other heads of the quadriceps were also roughly 50% greater in the fixed exercise group. In other words, randomly changing exercises every workout isn't going to accelerate your results. You'll often do just as well, sticking with the same routine from 1 week to the next. Does muscle soreness mean muscle growth? One of the things you'll notice when you start doing different exercises is feeling sore and stiff for a day or two after the workout. You went to the gym yesterday. Today, your muscles feel sore. That must mean your workout was an effective one and that growth is sure to follow. On the flip side, if you've stopped feeling sore, you need to switch things up if you want to get your muscles growing again. Or do you? In fact, when high and low soreness training programs have been put to the test, both deliver similar gains in muscle mass. While doing lots of different exercises may leave you feeling sore the next day, it won't automatically shock a muscle into growth. The fact that your muscles feel sore after a workout doesn't mean they're going to grow any faster. There's very little evidence to show that muscle soreness is a reliable indicator of muscle damage, that being sore means faster muscle growth, or that a lack of soreness means that your workout wasn't effective. When you introduce a new exercise into your routine, you'll tend to get stronger relatively quickly. But this isn't because you've suddenly gained a lot of new muscle. Instead, the reason people make rapid improvements in strength with a new exercise is that their nervous system gets better at recruiting muscle fibers. It's not necessarily because the fibers themselves have gotten any bigger. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, Muscle Confusion. Does changing workouts mean faster gains? By Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, does this mean that you should never change your workouts? No. Instead, we just may not need to stress about changing the exercises we perform as frequently as we may think. So it may be more about keeping some of the same exercises and gradually changing the weight, like increasing the weight, to help the muscles grow over time. Oh, and going back to the quote from Joe Weider's bodybuilding system, did you catch one of the things that Joe Weider said? He said, one of my strong beliefs is to keep your muscles growing, you must confuse them. It's probably not the greatest idea when it comes to exercise science or nutrition to base your ideas on someone's beliefs. Rather, we want to look at the research, which is exactly what Christian Finn did in today's article. Now, I don't want to steal his thunder, but we're going to talk more about this idea of helping the muscles grow over time through maybe messing with the weight. But I'm going to stop there because we'll hear more about this tomorrow. So that should do it for today. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where we'll finish up this post as promised and where your optimal life awaits.